to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
We're talking about trusting in God, not in government. Where have you placed your trust? Who do you trust today more than anything or anyone else? Are you trusting in government? Are you afraid that because government is, I don't like that term, the government shut down. Literally, if it was shut down where it didn't have any politicians in the Beltway in D.C., that's what I'd call shut down. But because the government is shut down, and I said for a week that's where it was headed. I said last evening when I started to go to bed, I told my wife, I said, we're going to wake up in the morning and find that the government shut down. There's no other avenue, no other path that could be taken based on the pushing from Hakeem Jeffers and Chuck Schumer. Both of them are running petrified for their re-election because they realize they're on the way out and they're trying to appease the looney tunes on the left, and so that's what they're doing. But ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the shutdown, let me review some numbers again, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Jim. 13,432 EPA employees on furlough, 2,117 Department of Education workers on furlough, 34,711 Department of Commerce workers on furlough, 9,792 Department of Labor workers on furlough, 4,359 HUD workers on furlough. Now the Marxist media, the Looney Tunes on the left are screaming murder. The world's coming to an end. Listen, I'm thankful that the president is doing what he's doing. I'm thankful that we're going to see some actions from the president that I believe could thin down the number of federal employees and the bureaucrats that rule over us greatly. It is my prayer that God will give him wisdom and protection to be able to do so. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fact just before the break that Christopher Wray, the former FBI director, had sworn under oath that the FBI did not have a single agent in the January 6th so-called riots at the Capitol. Now, I'm not crazy to think that there were not some things that were done wrong, but it wasn't a riot. It was not an insurrection. It was not a group trying to overthrow the government. None of them had weapons. The only thing that took place was a young lady that was unarmed, that was innocent, that was executed because she happened to be in the Capitol building. And yet the one that did the execution, the firing of the murderous shot, was covered up by Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats on the left to prevent him from ever coming to any real inquiry and justice to be carried out. That's another story. But ladies and gentlemen, we find now that at least 275 FBI agents were, in fact, plainclothes, and they had infiltrated all of those going into the Capitol building. Now, my question is to Jim, and we talked about it just very briefly, should Christopher Wray be found guilty? Should he be caught, tried, convicted? Should he be indicted, just as with James Comey? We'll talk about Comey in just a moment. But I've got another article, Jim. I'll read you two brief paragraphs and get your take. The FBI secretly deployed more than 250 plainclothes agents into the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021 riot, an operation so disorganized it unleashed searing frustrations among many of the FBI rank-and-file members that the Bureau had lost its core competence to wokeness and allowed the employees to become pawns in a political war, according to an after-action report kept from the public for more than 4 years. There's a report that's been worked up in the hands of the FBI that now Cash Patel and the FBI has made available for the public. And that that report talks about the FBI agents, the run-of-the-mill agents, that are now saying that the agents had become pawns in a political war, and the FBI had... its core competence had been focused on wokeness and not on carrying out the law. What say you, Jim? This is the whole point that I'm making today, Jim, as you understand, is we need to place our faith and trust and confidence in God and not in government. And what I'm wanting our listeners to understand is how we've been lied to, we've been deceived, we've been, if you please, escorted blindly down the primrose path of destruction for our nation. Now, I see some turnaround, but I'm talking about what has happened in the past and what we're now finding.
Well, you have a number of agents, 274. Obviously, they're not upper management or middle management, and they had a directive to be there. In other words, they didn't wake up that morning and said, hey, I'm going to go down here. I would like to see the directives and the memos and the after-action documentation for that specific day for those agents that were in the field and what they were told, why to be there, and what they were to do while they were there. They weren't there without direction. After your response, may I make one short statement, sir?
Go ahead, yes.
I want your listeners to understand that Hegseth and his physical fitness there, and I'm going to give you my personal, this is what happened with me. I was 19 years old. I weighed 165 pounds. I was in an airborne unit. I was required to jump from a plane while in flight, carrying over my own body weight. My rucksack weighed 75 pounds. My chute weighed 68 pounds. I had ammo. I had a gas mask, canteens of water. I had a load-bearing equipment, a steel pot, a rifle, first aid kit, orienteering gear, everything that I needed for 3 full days. And I had to jump out of a plane with double with my own weight carrying about me. So physical fitness is extremely important for a combat soldier. I know this for a fact. I've been there. I've done it. I've seen it.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And it's my prayer that with what is being done in the Department of War, Secretary Hegseth will do the thinning out that needs to be done. Many of those high-ranking colonels and generals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, were DEI appointees under the Obama and Biden administrations that I believe are not fit for the position they're in. In fact, going back to not just that, but with the FBI, this article further says, scores of FBI agents and personnel, many from Bureau Premier Washington Field Office, sent anonymous complaints. Now, this is going into the archives where Director Patel is now bringing out, and it shows the wokeness and the brokenness of the FBI. Says that they were sent to into an unsafe scenario without proper safety equipment and without the ability to identify themselves readily as armed officers of the law and police agencies. They report the most persistent complaint from the FBI agents was that the Bureau during the James Comey and Christopher Wray era had become infected with political bias liberal ideology and treated the protesters from the summer of 2020 Black Lives Matter riots far differently than they those that arrested at the January 6th. And it goes on to say one agent, even FBI agent, even suggested the problem extended beyond the bureau to the D.C. U.S. Attorney's office, indicating a more widespread problem with political bias. This is a massive article. It's about 8 or 10 pages. Goes into detail of what they're saying. And what the world did not know, what the nation did not know, was that the FBI agents themselves, those that had been sent into that scenario, and they were sent there to do exactly what they did, to try to undermine and tear down and destroy President Donald J. Trump. That was a massive attempt to destroy Donald J. Trump. But these agents had formalized a major, massive report of what they experienced, what they said, and what was taking place. That's the thing that is so troubling. That points out the lie, the deception that's been taking place now for years that we've not paid attention to as citizens. We've been lied to by the media, lied to by FBI, lied to by the CIA, lied to by the DEA, lied to by the FDA, lied to by the NIH, lied to by CDC, and I could go on and on and on. And yet it seems that people in general, in fact, many, many Christians, somehow, some way think that we need to place our faith and trust in the federal government and not in God. So, Jim, what is the answer in your opinion?
Prayer.
Prayer.
Get rid of the two or three top tiers of the FBI and the DOJ, replace them. That shouldn't be a political organization at all. I mean, they went after Catholics. They went after people who showed up at school board meetings there, labeled them there. I mean, you could, if you talked about COVID or tried to debunk it there, you were shut down by the direction from the FBI through social media there. Mm-hmm. They had former agents that were working for social media companies stifling free speech. No redress of grievances. It was unbelievable.
It was the reality of a... how would you say, Nazism, if you will. It was the reality of a dictator, if you will, dictatorship, leadership, that the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats on the left were accusing and now accusing Donald Trump of. It's what the Democrats are saying and blaming on the Republicans and conservatives and patriots and Christians are exactly the modus operandi that's being used by the Democrats on the left. And the point that I want our listeners to understand, we need to take our eyes off the government. Not that we shouldn't be actively involved. Take our eyes and focus off the government and place our eyes and focus on God, which is the only hope and the only help for us. Lean not on thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledging Him, and He shall direct thy paths, the scripture says. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
And God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Tom is on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood. I'd like to make a statement. There was more truth in your opening monologue than the FBI has given out since their inception. If you remember, J. Edgar Hoover ran it for years. Uh-huh. He was a homosexual and a cross-dresser. Uh-huh. I mean, there's just too much to ignore about that. And that institution has done nothing but gaslight the American public and lie. And anybody that tried to speak out, J. Edgar Hoover didn't care about organized crime. All his narrative was is to not get exposed as being a homosexual and a cross-dresser. So in my humble opinion, that organization needs to be disassembled. It's rotten. It's kind of like local law enforcement. There's some good guys there, plenty of good guys, but they don't speak out against the rotten ones. And that's what happens is they know who's corrupt, but they don't speak out against it. So, and we just really need, I'd say, about another 12 years of a Donald Trump type president, and this thing will get straightened out. And we need the local clergy to grow some gonads and stand up like you do. That's really they need to take you as an ideal, and realize that it takes chutzpah to stand up like you do.
Well, I'm humbled by your statement. I'm thankful for that. And, Tom, let me jump in and say this. One of the things that President Trump has already said, he's going to dismantle the nucleus of the FBI and make branch offices across the nation so that all of FBI headquarters is not domiciled in D.C., where it becomes a political juggernaut rather than a police organization to prosecute crime. And it's my prayer that this is the starting point of that. It's my prayer that not just James Comey will be prosecuted, but Christopher Wray will be prosecuted. Pencil neck Adam Schiff needs to be prosecuted. I believe Nancy Pelosi needs to be prosecuted. Surely Hillary Clinton needs to be prosecuted and put in prison for the rest of her life. That's just my position based on what I know that's been taking place, where we've been lied to so much in relationship to these organizations. And you're exactly right. Going back to the archives and the study of J. Edgar Hoover, he kept a little black book, as it's called. And the little black book was about each and every one of the political adversaries that he had. And he would make sure that when they were involved in some sexual problem or some whatever it may be, moral issue, he kept a good record of it, so that anytime any political party wanted to say something or do something, he just pulled his little book out. And I believe that's going on today and has been going on since J. Edgar Hoover's time, and yet it's been covered up. We've been lied to by every aspect of every agency that's the three-letter agency, the CDC, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. And so it is my prayer that God will allow President Donald J. Trump the wisdom and the protection to do what I believe he's capable of doing, and not necessarily making America pristine, but starting the trek so that we have some morals, ethics, and values reinstated in our nation. And the prosecution, by the way, of James Comey is a starting point. What are your thoughts? Is this a retribution, or is it justice with the prosecution of James Comey?
No, it's not retribution. It's just justice. The guy lied. He did the typical FBI tricks, and he's gotten caught in the same way that judge out of New York that was brought charges against Trump. Now, all of that's came out. It was politically motivated. Mm-hmm. But I believe the American people, the Democrats, finally, I think, the people who call themselves Dr. Youngblood, they look at Maxine Waters and Biden and Chuck Schumer, and they realize they're idiots. You just can't cover it up anymore. So now they've got a president that speaks out. He does things. He makes sense. And I just pray, and that's the key to it, is we all need to pray that this government gets straightened out. And thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for all that you do.
Well, I'm thankful for the privilege to be the voice, the mouthpiece, to speak truth. May I say to you and to our listeners, the goal each and every day is to speak truth that we might understand from a Christian perspective, from a conservative perspective, a patriot's perspective of what we ought to do and where our confidence and trust needs to be placed, and that is in God and not in government. Tom, brother, thank you so much for your call and for all that you mean to the program each and every week. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Let me read a brief, I've got about a 10-page article here. It's a summarization history of this that's taking place with James Comey. This article reads, Comey is just the first of many gangsters who must pay for the most monstrous political crime in American history. Watergate was nothing. The plumbers gathered no intelligence from the Democrat office break-in. They were caught when they returned to replace the failed bugging device they had unwisely taped to the door. Watergate had no effect on the election. Nixon was not involved in its planning. In contrast, Obama and his henchmen attempted to steal an election and, having failed, set out to destroy a presidency, nearly succeeding. the Russia hoax prevented implementation of the full Trump agenda, guaranteed a failure in the midterm elections, and assured two impeachments, and America suffered damage from the hoax. Someone must pay, and Comey is the first of many. This article goes further, says James Comey is no pristine model of ethics. However, Comey is hardly the pristine model of anything that would be called ethical leadership that he described in his book. Putting aside the crucial, critical role in the Russian collusion investigation, Comey tossed aside even the pretense of ethics after Trump fired him. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, issued a scathing report that found Comey was a leaker and had violated FBI policy in the handling of FBI memos. On his way out of the Bureau, Horowitz wrote, Comey improperly removed FBI materials, including those containing the core code names and true identity of sensitive sources. And this article goes on and on and on, about a 10-page article, outlining everything that Comey did. And yet James Comey claims he's innocent. James Comey, when interviewed very recently, said, it breaks my heart with what President Trump is trying to do. This is simply retaliation and retribution. And I'm innocent, and I want to go to trial. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray there is a trial. I pray there's not any pleading out, as so often is done in cases like this, because James Comey ought to be prosecuted, and the realization and recognition of what he's done to America and to any confidence that America would have now and in the future with our federal government and what has taken place. It is simply horrible, as I would call it, to see what is taking place with this and the future. So James Comey, now indicted. James Comey is set to face prosecution. I think he'll have, I believe it's October the 9th or 10th, where there'll be the first hearing. But there is a problem with what we have seen in our nation, and our Christians and conservatives and patriots have been prosecuted and persecuted as a result of those in charge that, with the woke mindset, wants to destroy everything that's called morals and ethics and values. I'm looking at another headline. What to know about the charges against former FBI Director James Comey. It goes on to talk about Comey's indictment, September the 25th, came after Trump publicly urged the Justice Department to pursue the charges against James Comey. It goes on to talk about the Russiagate. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'll just give you a little thumbnail sketch without going to the stack of articles that I have before me. James Comey lied on what they call the 302 forms, which is a petition to the courts for the FISA court to issue warrants, et cetera, et cetera. Lied about who was involved, lied about President Trump, lied about the Russiagate hoax. He knew, James Comey knew that the Russiagate hoax was a hoax, it was a lie, that the Steele dossier was a lie, all made up, that the Steele dossier was a lie, made up and paid for by the Clinton administration, the Clinton campaign, and the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. It was all paid for by the opposition, and yet it was used as though it were real and factual. And as a result of that, President Trump went through years and years and years and years, about 10 years, of persecution, prosecution, and a pursuit to destroy him financially, to destroy him physically, destroy him politically, and to destroy his candidacy for ever becoming president again. And it is my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that all that took place over the past 10 years will ultimately be brought to light and those perpetrators be prosecuted for what they've done. Some of the things that we've seen taking place, for example, back in the 2020 election, out in, I believe it was Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, or Colorado. Yes, yeah, Colorado. Here's the headline. Prosecutors unwittingly admit that Tina Peters is innocent. She did nothing wrong except catching the Democrats' cheat in the 2020 election. She's an old woman, very sick, and if she's not released, I'm going to take harsh measures, President Trump said. And he goes on to talk about in the article, in the shadow of a weaponizing deep state that devours its own patriots, like so many discarded ballot stubs, Tina Peterson, grandmother, Gold Star mother, election watchdog, languishes in a Colorado prison for her iron bars, a moment to radical left's unquenchable thirst for vengeance. rather than justice. Most see it as the result of a Stalinist show trial scripted by election-denying Democrats who fear the sunlight sunshine on the rigged machine called the 2020 election. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a large article, but it goes on to talk about Tina Peters, a 72-year-old grandmother, ill health, is now in prison in Colorado because she brought to light some of the Democrats' shenanigans in trying to steal, in fact, in stealing the election in her county. As a result of that, she was persecuted, prosecuted, found guilty, and now put in jail. And President Trump is trying to right the wrong, and he says they need to release her. Tina Peters, once the trusted Mesa, that's M-E-S-A, Mesa County clerk, now faces a staggering 9-year prison sentence. Convicted of crimes, her own prosecutors eventually said recently that she did not commit, end quote. Her crime, daring to protect election records in the wake of the contentious 2020 presidential election. Ladies and gentlemen, it's findings like that that's being swept under the rug, being kept silent by the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left and by the Marxist media that we're not hearing about. So I'm thankful that God is the God that is still on the throne, that I believe is overturning and bringing about the fact. Down through the years, as you know, we as conservatives, as patriots, as Christians, we've been called conspiracy theorists. We've been called misinformation and disinformation and dissed and cast to the curb because we speak the truth. And here we're finding the onion being unpeeled. And the more we see the onion unpeeled, the more we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, hear me, that we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to place our faith and our trust in God and God alone and not in government or any of the three-letter agencies that we have running our nation. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen. It is from FRC, the faithful, that says your faithful Christians are under attack. The assassination of Charlie Kirk at the Utah College campus has laid bare the deep intolerance and rising tide of violence that is spreading across our land. It calls to mind the sobering words of Jesus, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the coming of the Son of Man, Luke 17:26. The climate of hostility is not confined to the political arena. It is spilling over into every sphere where people dare to speak the truth. Pastors are losing their jobs. Parents are being targeted for resisting radical ideologies in school. Medical professionals are jeopardizing their careers, and faithful Christians everywhere are facing cultural hostility in the workforce in their communities. And it talks about those that are facing the persecution and the prosecution because of our relationship to Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus told us if the world hated him, it's going to hate us. If it persecuted him, we'll be persecuted also. So we need to look up, lift up our heads, and realize our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.